It's a necessary drill you have to get in at some point during camp. Linemen catching short kickoffs. We'll go ahead and call this a work in progress. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field Wednesday morning, 2.5 hours. It was another hot one today. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley together during practice. Lots of decisions to be made in meetings tonight on playing time and rotations for Saturday. One of those, the status of Maurice Jones-Drew. Bradley said he could see some playing time against the Jets. It's really just a matter of how much. Another decision comes under center. Chad Henne had a lot of time with the ones today. Gabbert mainly with the twos, but he had a couple of really nice throws downfield today. Expect an announcement there on Thursday. It was a much better day overall for the offense. Cleaner routes, timing there most of the day, and the refocus from yesterday really showed up today. That's some good news for this offense. Wednesday's play of the day coming up a little later in the show. And as that quarterback battle moves along, Gus Bradley said the evaluation comes from their team leadership, not just the stat sheet.
This evaluation of the quarterbacks is not just attempts and completions. It's how do you bounce back from adversity? How do you hang on to prosperity? How do you lead this team? How are you an individual? What's your demeanor like in meetings? How are you handling team meeting situations? How's your leadership? There is so much that is involved in this other than the things that are, you know, classic to the human eye. So we're evaluating all that.
Now let's talk defense. A lot of coverage around young players in the secondary. Cyprian and Gratz, of course, but the veterans in the room like Alan Ball and Dwight Lowry have been important in this group's development as a whole. And with the younger players still finding their way, Lowry says that veteran leadership really comes in live game situations.
I think for the most part that everybody has a real sense of understanding of what's going on. You know, it's more so in the meetings and during the game is where I think the veteran presence, so to speak, is going to come in handy, just because there's different things I've experienced before. You know, the first play of a turnover, the teams usually take a shot. There's just different situations where the tendency of a team, you got to know that into the game, and you may not necessarily get that in practice because we're not working on tendencies as far as in-game situations.
Other notes from Wednesday, Eugene Monroe and Uche Nwaneri each got a veteran off day today. Former Chiefs linebacker Andy Studebaker signed yesterday by the Jags, on the field with the twos today. And running back Jonathan Grimes changed his number from 43 to jersey number 29. Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says the Jags defense is in a really good place.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And as the end of 2013 training camp draws nigh, one thing has become very clear this week. Gus Bradley, he likes where the Jaguars defense is right now. And more importantly, he seems to like where it's headed. This started last week with the preseason opener. The Dolphins got away from the Jaguars. But the first three series, when the first team defense was in against Miami's first team offense, well, the defense played the way Bradley wanted. Aggressive, fast to the ball. Perhaps most importantly, there was significant pass rush, and it came without the blitz. That meant the front was getting pressure, and that's something that hasn't been seen often around here in a while. This week, while the offense has struggled the first 2 days, that's not true of the defense. In particular, Bradley said he believes the young secondary, a group that includes two rookie starters, is starting to get it. That's important. When Bradley talks about aggressiveness on defense, that's what he means. A physical secondary that can play press coverage and not get the defense in trouble. The coaches have kept things simple on the back end, with the idea of letting those young players understand what Bradley this week called the essence of the defense. Once they get the essence, the coaches can start installing the whole scheme. That's the next step. But if we know anything after the last few days, it's that 3 weeks into camp, Bradley is getting more and more confident about what the future of this defense might be.
Thank you, John. Wednesday's play of the day, red zone drills. Matt Scott on the move, rolling left. He finds Jeremy Ebert in the end zone. He got both feet in for the touchdown. Scott with nice touch on the run. The Jaguars practice Thursday at 11:30. It's the final on-field tune-up before visiting the Jets. And we'll have all the coverage, of course, right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.